there, and welcome to Open Mic here on Morehead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Leanne Akers, and today we're visiting with Carolyn Franzini and Fred Howes with the Friends of Rodburn Hollow Park. Thank you both so much for spending time with us today.
Well, you're more than welcome. Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you very much.
Now, your organization has done a lot of work at the park since 2018. This is a park that's just east of Morehead and kind of a hidden gem, if you will. I feel like if you aren't from this area, you might not even realize that it's there, but a lovely addition to the community. Since 2018, the Friends of Rodburn Hollow Park group have worked thousands of hours preserving and promoting and protecting the park for families in the community. And I want to talk a little bit about the work that you all have done. But first, I wanted to talk about an event that's actually happening next week that I know absolutely nothing about. Let's tell me a little bit about the Summertime Sweets event.
Well, this is an activity that our group came up with. We just want to encourage more people to come to the park. Like you said, some people aren't even aware that it's there, and there's been a lot of changes, all positive, happening at the park in the last few years. But the Summertime Sweets event is August 5th, Thursday, from 5 to 7 at the main shelter house of the park. We're going to have live music, ice cream, and tours of the park so people can become more aware of the trails of the park as well as the many, many improvements we have made there. So I think it's going to be a good time for everyone. It's a come and go event, and it's just a great time. It'll be a great time for everyone. So I hope everybody will come.
And that's Thursday, August 5th from 5 to 7 p.m. That's a really good time to spend in the park because it's nice and shady. Where it's down in the valley, it's kind of cooler than maybe if you're out in town. A lot of people, it seems, end up spending time there in the afternoon just because it is cooler.
It's lovely, and it's a great place for kids to play. My grandsons just love to play in the creek, and it's very safe. They love to run around on the trails and listen to the birds, and it's just a great place. And if people say there's nothing to do in Morehead, they just need to go to the park and figure out some great things to do.
Mm-hmm. Now, well, I guess that's a great place to talk about the things to do. I mean, often I go to the park to take a hike. There's some very easy hikes that happen. There are some very challenging hikes that can happen starting at Rodburn. And but there's also the creek to play in and all of the plants that are around if that's something that interests you. But there's a playground and a shelter and camping. So it kind of seems like the park could be for anyone to use.
Actually, there is no camping going on right now, Leanne. It was kind of in the works prior to COVID, working with the city and the rec department. And there was a plan, and there still is a plan, to attempt to open camping by opening four campsites that would be by reservation only. And plus, I mean, this is still in the early stages, but the idea was to also have like a camp host present at the park pretty much 24/7. Something similar to Twin Knobs, where they might be able to bring a motor or a camper trailer in and stay there and do work, you know, clean up the park, take care of the bathrooms, kind of police it. So it's in the works now, but right now camping is not allowed at the park.
I know that the last time we talked that was something that we were hoping for. There were maybe some primitive spots, a little while back. And I would, you know, as someone who spends a lot of time in the woods, it is hard to find spots that follow all the rules of the trails while still, and especially when you can have access to something like a bathroom. That's a big bonus when you're rough camping.
Sure. Now, you know, as far as I know, on the U.S. Forest Service land, a person can camp. I think anywhere they want. I'm not absolutely positive, but I think that's the case. But not on the city park right now.
Right. I know that I was on some trails down in the gorge this weekend, and where before I thought it was one, you could camp 100 feet from the trail. In the gorge, okay. It's 300 feet from the trail, which was a difference that I noticed. But I think people who participate in those activities are kind of try to be aware of the rules. Now, but talking about Rodburn specifically at that park, there are some rules that you guys are asking people to follow, specifically with litter. That's kind of an issue that has been happening within the community.
Yes. First and foremost, it's when people have events out there that they like to shower the place with confetti. This goes from anywhere from little teeny plastic beads to plastic pieces, paper items. And I mean, it's unsightly and it's litter, but I don't know of anybody that's, well, I'm sure some people have picked it up, but most of the time it's left up to the rec department or Friends of Rodburn to pick it up. For instance, this was a couple years ago. Somebody must have had a pool and had it full of water balloons. So they threw the kids through it. And there was like 573 pieces that had to be picked up there.
Oh, goodness.
And then just recently, within the last couple of weeks, there were 400 pieces of confetti that someone left on the grounds. And one of the biggest problems is it when the confetti gets into the gravel, it takes forever to pick it up. Plus the fact that certain types of confetti can be very harmful to children. If swallowed, and small game animals, small animals can ingest them. I just read a story the other day where there was a star confetti, which was made out of thick, rigid plastic, and the child swallowed it. This was a young toddler probably, and it embedded in its throat.
Oh, goodness.
But yeah, it's unsightly. And I was thinking the other day that, I read that story about a little kid in diapers, and I thought, I've never seen one. And lo and behold, 2 days after we put the sign up, there was a little child sitting on the edge. And I thought, wow, okay, this could be a hazard.
Mm-hmm. And I know that just general littering is a problem in a lot of parks, and there's some movements across our community to pick up trash, and within the park, like general trash, is that a problem, or is it kind of just like little leftovers, like you said, with balloons and confetti and things like that?
Okay, initially, yes, it was trashed pretty bad, so Friends of Rodburn began picking up trash, and over 3 years, you can see a trend where people are trying to throw their trash away now. And what I'm finding out there now is kind of like I would call it incidental trash. Okay, there's a receipt that was in your car door, you open the door, it falls out. And we still have people that blatantly throw it down for whatever reason. We'd love to stop it. But the biggest problem that we've seen is where people throw their trash away in the garbage cans, and the garbage cans that are out there don't have an appropriate lid that stays closed, nor are they tied to a post, and the raccoons and possums and crows get into it and scatter it. Then if it's windy, it blows it all over the place. So and you can actually track this garbage about when the young coons are about ready to leave their mom. Mother teaches them, and then they have at it.
Yeah. But our group, Friends of Rodburn, has put two recycling containers, one at both shelters. And our group, we take turns of taking the recycling from those containers to the recycling center. So we have established that, and a lot of people do place their bottles and cans in the recycling containers. So I feel that's a step of education as well as helping the environment.
We'd probably like to also add, Carolyn, that when you see these recycling containers out here, just put plastic bottles or aluminum cans in it. For some reason, a lot of people want to throw, you know, leftover hamburgers or watermelon and et cetera. So, you know, it would be nice if it was just plastic bottles and aluminum cans.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I might add too, Leanne, that since we were founded, the best I can tell, we've picked up approximately 602 gallons of trash from the park, which equates to roughly a little over 36,000 pieces of trash.
I feel like the organization has really worked toward kind of awareness campaigns in order to let people know, like, hey, it's not okay for you to leave your garbage, and it's not okay for you to, you know, fill up the trash can so the little raccoons can get in it. The more time that your organization has spent educating the community, it's kind of like the better things get at the park and in other public spaces within the community.
I think, you know, in the last several years, prior to COVID, Friends of Rodburn conducted a elementary school environmental day camp. And we went from 230 kids up to maybe 520 kids. And all of it is environmentally related and art, but it has an environmental touch to it. But also it's the message that I think everybody does is don't litter, don't litter. Plus, I think the presence of Friends of Rodburn being out there quite a bit, as well as, you know, the improvements such as the rebuild of a bridge crossing the creek, improving the restrooms. Thanks to the city and the county, we were afforded to buy new toilets and urinals and fixtures and things like that.
Yes. Yeah, so Friends of Rodburn is an incredibly vibrant organization. I've been involved with many groups in our community and all have great intent, but the Friends of Rodburn, they are a can-do group and we just get things done and it's wonderful. A number of our members built that bridge. The city funded it, but we built it and it's beautiful. It's the bridge to the left of the main shelter. You'll see it. Looks like new wood. But it's been a great experience to be involved with this group and to really upgrade the park and to improve its image. And I think a lot of people know about us, but that's one reason we want to have the summertime suites at Rodburn on August the 5th, is to just invite more people out to see and appreciate nature and enjoy it. I mean, it's just a great place to go.
You know, I think one of our main focuses is to make it a family-friendly place.
Yes.
For all people. I mean, just for a comfortable place to come and enjoy themselves and have fun.
Right.
And learn.
And on that note, we're going to take a quick break here on Open Mic. We'll be right back after this.
If you're downsizing and have a vehicle that doesn't run or is rarely used, donate it to the WMKY Vehicle Donation Program. Receive a tax credit and support WMKY programming at the same time. Donating is easy. Just call 855-WMKY-CAR or visit online at wmky.org. Your used vehicle will be picked up fast and conveniently. Call anytime at 855-WMKY-CAR or online at wmky.org.
And we're back here on Open Mic here at Moorhead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Leanne Akers, and today we're visiting with Carolyn Franzini and Fred Howes with the Friends of Rodburn Hollow Park. Now, this organization has been doing a lot of work at the park for quite some time, making sure that it is a family-friendly place for members of the community of all ages. And I know that I was incredibly disappointed last year when the park was shut down during COVID. That was really difficult for those of us who enjoy trails, because it was like, well, we can't even do that. And it was hard for people because we didn't have access to one of the things that we enjoy very much. But that doesn't mean that your organization wasn't busy. There was a lot of things that were done during the COVID-19 year. So let's talk a little bit about those projects.
Yeah, we were able to get out and create some smaller trails, you know, for people to walk on. During that period too, we also, we made three what's called Aldo Leopold benches. The wood was donated by Walt Ripka and Tony Pettit. And so we made three of those and placed them around the park so people can just sit down and enjoy and you know, just watch nature. Some of our members attended tree committees. And we also had a fundraiser called Chili in the Park, which was associated with the second Sunday hike, I do believe. And so that went over real well. That was in January. So, you know, chili just fit right in there. But yeah, compared to most years, I mean, we may do, when we have a big cleanup, we're going to get 38, 50 different tasks accomplished. And of course, we couldn't do that. But we're being productive this year.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I was looking at the list of things that have been done this year. There's lots of interesting things that are happening each and every day with, you know, making sure that trash is being picked up and things are kept clean and the trails are clear. But there's some interesting things that kind of jumped out at me from the list of things that are happening. It looks like there was a cleanup day back in April, and Carolyn and I think, discussed that a little bit, but not after the fact. So do we have a lot of people who were able to participate in that?
I think we had around 55 people total.
That's wonderful.
And we got a fair amount accomplished.
Yeah, Fred's a very organized person. He has a list of tasks and the equipment and cleaners and everything that needs to be used to complete those tasks. And people are just so eager and helpful. It's been very, very, it's just been so gratifying to me to see our community jump in and help.
I must add that to the help that we've received from the rec department, as well as the city and the county, has been an immense help to our organization.
Now, one of the things that I love most about being in the forest, any forest, is seeing the variety of plants and trees and mushrooms. I actually keep an app on my phone where I can take a picture of something and upload it, and it'll tell me what kind of plant it is and, you know, whether it's a native species or an invasive species and how to care for it if it's growing in your own garden, that sort of thing, which I find fascinating. But the Friends of Rodburn has put together some identifications for wildflowers and trees in the park.
That's right.
Yes, through the Rotary Grant, I think this was back in 2020, if I'm not mistaken, we were able to acquire about 50 little plant signs. So a group went out and they labeled the sign and put it by the wildflowers so people could go out and see and learn about what's what out there. We also, we have 12 flip signs. We call them flip signs. They're a sign on a post, which you open it up and it explains about anywhere from lichens to den trees to burrows on trees to fire, what happens in forest fires and such. And we also have two tree tables, tree identification tables. They're circular in fashion on discs, and you can rotate that top disc and look at a description of a tree through the little window, and then you can sight through. There's a sight on it, so when you look through it, just like a gun sight, you can see the tree.
Yeah. So.
And now I can't think of other things we've done. Carolyn?
I think those are all great things, and I think the community has learned a lot as a result of all of the efforts that you and our group have worked on to educate and help people understand the value of nature.
It is a wonderful group effort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
And a value to the community for sure. Now, at this time, is there anything being planned where people might volunteer? And tell me a little bit about where the best place is to keep up with your organization.
Well, I think right now it might be Facebook. Though I don't do that. but as far as I know.
Yeah. I think Facebook is the best place at this point. And, you know, it seems like everybody's on Facebook. So we felt that was a good connecting method.
I wanted to reiterate again the Summertime Sweets event that is August 5th from 5 to 7 p.m. But in addition, are there other events that are in the works at this time?
We don't really have any events planned right now. We'll be meeting again, and our treasurer, Dave Dummer, came up with a very good idea just the other day about organizing very small or mini cleanups with about 6-8 people. And we would call around and ask people if they'd like to come out and you know, work for a half hour, rather than a whole day thing. So that may be in the works. One thing we did do in the last couple of weeks is there was a group of friends of Rodburn that went to Bernheim Forest to check on a system called Playco System, which is like natural playground equipment at their park. And it was just absolutely fascinating to see how these people come up with the ideas for children to play on. They actually watch children and study them and watch them play, and then they match the playground equipment to what they're doing. And actually, Carolyn, she has been talking about just sticks, simply, you know, making teepees or whatever. And that was one of the things that Bernheim's doing, is they just have sticks out there and the kids play with them. It's a very simple concept and hopefully cheap.
Yeah, we would really like to address more needs of the community with Rodburn Park. And what Fred is talking about with the playground is one of our goals for the next year. And we're doing some research, and we hope to have a innovative, great playground opportunity for children of our community.
Well, as the parent of a young child, I appreciate those options out there. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have left here on Open Mic. Carolyn Franzini and Fred Howes with the Friends of Rodburn Hollow Park, thank you both so much for spending time with us today.
Well, thank you so much for having us. It's been a pleasure, and I hope all our listeners will go to Rodburn Park and appreciate nature and, contribute in the way that they can.
Thank you, Leanne.
Thanks for tuning in to Open Mic. Our show is produced by Greg Jenkins, and our theme music is Turtle in the Creek, composed by Galen Green and performed by The Wooks. Produced by Moorhead State Public Radio with the generous support of listeners just like you. We'll see you next Friday.